While the lair of the sand witches exists below the dunes, if you know where the entrance is, you can get inside. And if you're able to do so, such as at a time when the Sphinx guard is taking a nap, or if you've already outmatched her, you can easily find a cool place to escape the sandy desert sun. And the perils below tend to be more titillating than those above. You enter presently, and the cool breezes, which are carefully redirected through tunnels in the rock, wash away the fatigue and warmth of the outside, leaving you pleasantly chilled. From there, it's a simple detour into a cloakroom. A sandy, form-concealing outfit brings your temperature to exactly the right spot. Familiar, the embrace of this place. Hood up, and you look like just another one of the many witches who roam the halls in this place. But you have a goal in mind. There's a specific place you intend to go. A person you mean to see. She awaits you, and you eagerly anticipate seeing her again. Somehow you know all of this. You see her in your mind, her dark skin, the living darkness of a night full of potential. You see her length in your mind as well, for it is a feature she was proud of, and you remember touching her shaft, caressing her sex. You remember how you got out of there safe and unchanged last time. But she told you that when you returned, you would end up kneeling and sucking and swallowing her cum. You have a goal in mind, mostly unchanged last time. You still see it, swaying and moving side to side, remembering how it seemed to twitch in response to your vision, as though she liked being looked at. You still ache in some ways for exactly what she promised would happen if you returned. The danger of being made to kneel and provide a particular service. The witches who live here are neither corrupted nor malicious, at least not overtly. But they are fighting against the corruption of the world above, using sex and magic and anything else they can. And part of that magic is to have the cum witches impregnate their fellow workers in the coven, causing more and more magically powerful children to be born. To do this, they were given the magically enhanced cocks which your mind still fixates on. Of course, as you meander through the hallways amid the breezes, feeling your own arousal becoming ever more obvious and powerful, the thoughts intensify. But that's normal. Your legs have carried you, on automatic pilot, through the main promenade, where many sandwiches milk their breasts or rest on couches laid over with fine silks, planning the day's patrol routes, or the duties they'll perform here in the research labs of the coven. You've gone down a side hallway, which you know leads to a very special classroom that the cum witch on duty always calls home. She has been given a very horny, lengthy, magically imbued cock, but she seldom gets to give it any pleasure, since she is constantly busy impregnating the other members of the coven, when they have time. The issue is, sometimes she wants a handjob, or fellatio, and you know she yearns for these non-standard pleasures to grace her body. She warned you that if you returned, you would kneel, you would suck, and you would swallow her cum from her shaft, eagerly. Who knows what that magically imbued spunk might do to you? Who knows what the vision of her magnificent member has already done? Well, you intend to shortly find out. Of course, getting pleasure given to you by her might also be possible. You know she has a neglected pussy as well, that could use some service. You know she has nimble fingers and a long tongue. But first thing is first. She seemed sad in a way. Isolated. Like no one thinks about her needs. Lonely, perhaps. The queen of this coven has done a lot of good work to get the desert above restored to the lush paradise it once was. Already you can find more oases than you can before. But the queen is treating living, aroused, intelligent women more like specialized insects than like people. To do so, she really should think about their needs. After all, they're bound to perform better that way. And if you can subvert the current oppression that this witch suffers a little bit by reminding her of the important pleasures she's neglected, reminding other members, too, the pleasures they deserve, the pleasures they should feel every now and then. That's just your duty, right? With this thought process rolling through your head alongside images of her rigid length, you find your body standing outside the curtain to the classroom, within which you know the cum-witch waits. Your mind might be very far away, or at least shifted slightly off its usual alignment and into a more cock-positive frame of reference, but you know that much. In fact, you've been feeling her presence, memories of her statuesque beauty, the generous curves of her massive breasts, the way her length seemed to bob and sway only when you looked directly at it, as if happy to be paid attention. And you remember also the wet drooling of her pussy, left neglected and untouched as it dappled her inner thighs, her nectar arising in response to the arousal she only ever gets to satiate in one way. And you changed all that. Isn't it responsible to return and check on your partner? Plus, that look on her face. She probably didn't want to let you go. These thoughts complicate your otherwise quite efficient decision-making process as you stand outside a particular curtain. You push it aside and step within the classroom. And there she is. Peculiarly, no one in the room except her. Usually, she'd have a client sprawled across the desks. You see the desks, yet this is a classroom like last time. A blackboard shoved into one corner. It appropriately bears a drawing of an erect penis, but you pay little mind to that, because your eyes keep getting drawn back to her. The room is fuzzy, except for her. Her dark skin brings her into sharp detail against the sandy color of the stone in this room and the faint orange glow of the torchlight. She's incredibly tall. Some of the witches in the coven have multiple breasts, but she has only one pair instead of two or three. But this one pair of massive breasts is much larger than your head. The lower bound of these magnificent mammaries is just above her belly button. Yet they hold themselves up a bit, gravity-defying perkiness imbuing them. Her long abdomen does have a cute little belly button there, but your eyes drift lower, to where her cock has begun hardening since the moment you come in. Yes, she's getting hard in response to you. She doesn't need to say anything. She gestures, and the dark robe over her shoulders, the hat on her head, drift away. They concealed nothing anyway, but now it's just her. Her skin, black as night, black as obsidian, the swollen light purple head of her massive cock, pointing right at you, weeping her pre-cum, her juices trickling from a pussy concealed behind massive balls. That's when you notice a large pillow on the floor in front of her. She knew you were coming. She arranged for this to be so. You know she's someone with a very busy schedule, and she doesn't get to see many outsiders. Few people are as bold as you, and would come all the way in here to see her. She was waiting for you. You in particular, of all people. And she wants you to kneel. And whatever conclusions you may have reached previously, your body kneels. The pillow under your knees, making you comfortable. She's very tall, so getting on your knees in front of her like that puts her cock above your head, in fact, just a little bit. She leans back, and then, grasping her own length by the base, points the head downward, using her hand to keep it pointing toward your face. It is so eager to spring upward that this is difficult to do, and she's clearly experiencing pleasure from the slight bend introduced at the base when she pushes it downward. Nonetheless, the precum that was gathering on the upturned tip begins to flow down, yet it sticks a little to the shaft, so rather than drip toward you, it flows backward and down the entire length. A few drops do escape, dripping toward the floor. Hastily, automatically, you move forward, mouth opening. You feel your heart beat for her cock, beat in time with the throbbing engorgement in its veins. You can see the veins standing out from the shaft. You can see the head pulsing as she gets turned on by how eager you are to catch her fluids. It is very long. You feel a taste of salt on your tongue. Something behind it. Something magical, primal, powerful. Very long, and she's bending her body to point it downward toward your face where you're kneeling, so you can see how tall she is, and the glistening mingling of sweat and sexual fluids on her thighs, the scent of her cock musky and sexual in itself, but an undercurrent of something else, a cool, clean, crackling feeling and scent, something on your skin too, magic, electricity, something. Perhaps magnetism. Because after you capture the drops of precum, your face keeps moving forward, finds the bulbous purple head of her cock. Your eyes close. You need to close them so all your senses can be there, in that perfect moment, on that perfect length. The moment you've thought about, which has had impact both on dreaming and waking moments. Your tongue extends past your lips. You lick the head of her cock. You taste salt and musk and spices and the blankness of your own mind. She smells wonderful. You inhale deeply. You hear her tut from above. Your tongue extends, licking. You feel yourself wonderfully suspended and blank. But then she says, "Now, now, don't choke. You need to be gentle. I'm so hot from waiting for you that I'm sure I'll pop off in no time. Which is good, because I do have other appointments." Her voice trails off, and you hear it become long, deep breaths instead. She places her hands on the back of your head to steady herself. Her abdominal muscles begin clenching and pulling inward, her cock throbbing. She reaches out and grasps the back of your head then. Rather than just resting her hands on top for support, she is now enthusiastically grappling. Then she thrusts her length forward. You feel the power in her hips, and then you feel it slide. Sliding on the red carpet of your tongue, her bulbous head and a few inches of shaft entering your mouth. That's all that can comfortably fit, so there she stops, both because of the angle and due to her girth. She moves and you suck in your cheeks. You somehow know you have to, whether from past experience or a signal beamed into your mind from that cock. After all, you do feel so connected to it. Your hands come up to massage her thighs, one rubbing her balls on the way past. You suck and suck, trying to extract as much of her fluid from her as possible. You see trails of it dripping in your mind, knowing the pleasure you've pushed into her body is conjuring an aching need in her to mirror your own. She twitches. Or is it you who is mirroring her desire? After all, nothing is being done to your body, and yet the pleasure is unmistakable, a throb. In fact, even a wetness between your legs, as if you were serving yourself with your own tongue at the same time you serve her length. But that's impossible, of course, except maybe with magic. You know you're having an effect. She is twitching. Abdomen sucked in, thighs trembling, visibly shaking, the kind of movement she couldn't voluntarily impose on herself, but now is unable to prevent with the involuntary approach of a climax you are providing. You experimentally try to move your head backward, but you find that you automatically spring forward and push even more of her shaft into your mouth, greedily trying to make up for a void you yourself induced. Her body just making you feel incredibly good by being close, so connected, so unable to escape. Then you find your mouth filling with copious rivulets of her pre-seed. She's obviously getting closer. The scent is doing something to you. The taste is working its way inside your mind. You are in the right place, kneeling, aware of your place below her. Her cock in your mouth. This is just what she warned you would happen. Just what she wanted to happen. Now you find it's just what you wanted to happen. Did she plant a post-hypnotic suggestion? Or was her beautiful cock simply too much for you to resist? You are aware now, connected as you are with your open mouth, how potent, virile, long, strong, perfect, alluring her shaft is. You feel her pull the head out of your mouth suddenly. You try to move toward it. There's a whimper, something you didn't think you could create, but that whimper flows from you. But she's not going far, holding your head in place so you don't spring right back on the shaft again. She's rubbing the head of the cock on your cheeks, marking you with your own saliva and her dripping precum. You see how her balls are clenched against her, how they are periodically pulsing. It must take a long time for the flows of her potent seed to make it all the way up that cock. It is almost a foot long, after all. You see the veins sticking out of the long, pitch-black shaft of her perfect penis. The purple, bulbous head of it is once more pressed into your mouth, and your lips stretch around it, making sure to suck in your cheeks again and give her that vacuum feeling. You look up past the long, alluring curve of her stomach and see her eyes are closed. She's still leaning forward to keep herself pointing into your mouth. Her tattooed lips are open, revealing a gasping, breathy void as she tries to take in air, but you see her stomach clench and spasm, forcing it out again in long, wailing gasps. Then she's going to come. You move forward, taking just a little more of her cock in, just enough, just the limit of your comfort, and she cries out in surprise. Perhaps she intended to pull out and paint your face with her seed, or maybe she was going to protect you from the effects of swallowing it. Whatever her intention, you will have none of it. You bury her cock deep enough in your mouth that it's impossible for her to pull back far enough to keep from coming in your mouth. Right where you want it. Her seed must enter your body. That was what she threatened or promised last time. Must be swallowed. Must affect you. It's only right, after all. Images of her cock percolate in your mind and you twitch continually, your own arousal and climax tied to hers, tied to what you're doing. Perhaps you will come following close on the tail of her orgasm. As you lean in and grasp the base of her cock in your hand, the part that's not in your mouth, the other hand grabs her spasming balls. You lean forward and let yourself be supported entirely by sucking on her cock and grasping her body. You squeeze her testes just enough to make her twitch, just enough to make her react. She cries out when you pump her cock. You feel its sweated, pre-cum-dappled length. You feel its pulse and throb in time, not with her heartbeat, but with a deeper need you are inducing. You try to keep her from escaping your grasp, and you succeed. You keep the head pointed right in your mouth, even though she pulled her hips back, jumping back to try and remove her cock from your mouth. You gulp, preparing to swallow. Her whole length is rigid, and now her body is too. Where her thighs trembled before, they are now tense. Her stomach, too, no longer moving in and out with quick breaths. Her abdomen is now clenched. You can see the musculature. You can see the look on her face, her open mouth trying to form words. And then it happens. You care not the low, inhuman sound coming out of her, the uncannily sexy grunts and groans. You are kneeling in a place where anyone might see you, and you care not. You could look up at her massive breasts, or move her balls out of the way and see her wet, tight, perfect pussy. But you care not. Only one thing matters, and that is the cock which is about to come, and which you have made that way, the length that's about to squirt. You're going to get to taste it. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Can't stop, she announces from above. No, why'd you put it in? Now you're gonna have to swallow. I can't pull out. You can't stop. Coming, coming, coming. Gonna come inside. Swallow my seed. Her voice increasingly a babble. Swallow my gift. Swallow. She has begun babbling incoherently now, her usual powerful composure broken. That swallow, that command to do so, is the last full word you make out. Everything else is broken moaning. Her cock is asserting its dominance both over her brain and over yours. You twitch and thrust your own hips in sympathy, wishing you were rubbing against her cock, even just rubbing against it, in need, in communion with her. But you've got something better, your mouth open. You run your tongue over the head of her cock, tasting the still-flowing precum, and parting her urethra with the tip of your nimble tongue. You want to make an optimal passage for her cum, to escape from her and enter you. And also, to provide a red carpet for it to flow in the form of your tongue. You need to. It deserves a rich welcome. Somehow, in the unusual magical thinking induced by the presence of her cock, you know it deserves a proper welcome, and that when the cum enters you, it will be rich. Creamy, delicious. That thought is in your mind when the first spurt of cum arrives flavorful and salty on your tongue, a long, thick spurt bursting from the opening you deliberately parted. Her body is shivering and shaking. She's holding herself up by grasping your shoulders. You remove your hands from her balls, from her shaft, and put them on the floor, even as she leans and kneels a little bit, bending her knees enough that you can hold her up by bracing on the floor, for now it is she who needs support, as her toes curl on the stone floor, as she moans and pushes against your mouth continually. The tiles are cool below your hands, but your head is hot, your mind is hot, your mouth is hot. The bitter taste of her cum is an acquired one, but it seems you've already acquired it. Rich, delicious, perhaps her magic is in it as well. Perhaps something her cock prepared you for last time. Prepared you for when you made her cum in order to escape. It bound you and told you you'd return. But now you have returned. Visions of her full, thick length fill your mind, including the part you're sucking on. You can see the whole thing, even though you don't intend to let the head escape your mouth any time soon. Now this is the viewpoint you've been stimulating from, but the whole thing is openly visible in your mind, swaying just for you, as if her cock were working some kind of hypnotic influence over you, quite apart from her will, the cock itself doing it. You swallow quickly. You know the only way you'll get her entire massive load in your body is to swallow in stages, to let it enter you bit by bit, since no way can you swallow the whole load at once. Her testes are the size of oranges. Her load must be prodigious in total size. When the first spurt flows into your stomach, you feel it coating your throat, and you swallow a second time to push it down. It is thick and wonderful and just what you needed. It makes your skin flush more. If you were not already on edge, not already coming from the glorious act of venerating her shaft, now you definitely are. Your body pulses and spasms. The seed arrives in your stomach. You reach around and grab her buttocks, pulling her just a little further into your mouth. Her buttocks are tense, and she's moaning and squealing. Yes, yes, more. You feel her eyes on you. She's looking down, getting more turned on by the way you're sucking. You make sure to let saliva build in your mouth and slurp nastily on it, but you also ensure that the head of her cock is pointed at your tongue so you can taste her gift on the way down. You let some saliva run down your chin, but not one drop of actual cum escapes your lips. You keep it inside. You go so far as to suck your cheeks in and lock your lips rather than risk the escape of any of her delicious seed, caging the tip of her shaft in the vacuum of your mouth. You suck and suck another jet, a second one as large as the first, which fills your mouth, and you hastily gulp it down, forcing the thick, magnificent fluid to become part of your body, containing it. A third jet. Then, once more, you repeat the process, but now her legs shiver, and she moves backward onto her butt, sitting down quickly. You crawl over top of her. You keep capturing her shaft, now curving your neck, now leaning over her, to get more of her inside. But you must keep the head on your tongue, so you can taste every spurt as it goes up into your mouth. The next squirt into your mouth is somewhat weaker, but you watch her body from above. Her eyes are rolled back. There's a huge grin on her face as she lays her head on another pillow, sprawled on the floor nearby. You keep sucking. You see the cock swaying in your head. You keep sucking as the last of her prolonged orgasm dies away. You even create a vacuum that suckles at her urethra as she spurts to try and suck the remnants of cum out of it. You relinquish the magnificent woman's cock as it splats back against her belly button, assisted by gravity. She lays there groaning and trying to form words, and she shivers when the head slams against her belly. She cannot form any coherent thoughts, though. You had to keep sucking, but you seem to have forced so much pleasure into her and come out of her that she's having trouble thinking. She gives a faint giggle, and you see her legs clench together and twitch. You remember this is an unfamiliar pleasure for her. Rarely does she get to do anything other than penetrate, having your mouth with its varying sensations, your hands, your eagerness, the view of you. It was too much for her. You wipe your mouth on your hand and get only saliva. All that magnificent cum flowed into you. Your belly is warm. Between your legs is only a throbbing mess. You feel incredible. You did what she said you would, and you know not the consequences. But you adjust your robe. You see her cock swaying in your head, but also her face wrapped in pleasure. You lean down and gently kiss her on the lips. Daring. She kisses back, though, arching out her tongue to taste your mouth, and your hand automatically grabs her cock. You didn't make it do that. The cock made you do that. You jerk it a few times, and she moans and rolls side to side, complaining about being far too sensitive. Then she arches her back, almost as if to come again. But the cock is still softening. You rise up and put your hood up. You still throb. Your skin is flushed, you're sensitive. Your belly is full of her cum, and it's affecting you. You want to come again. But you have to go. Still, you know, she and her cock will make room in their schedule for your mouth when you return. You back out of the room slowly, eyes on her, and on her length. It pulses, rallying and re-hardening slightly. and a semi-heard member bobs, apparently waving goodbye. You still see it in your mind when you turn, though, and its seed pulses in your belly ever more strongly. You make your way out of the structure, and back toward home, through warmth with warmth in your belly. The desert air, not nearly so warm as the throbbing arousal inside. Your mind on fire with pleasure. So good. You know the next time you come back, the visit will be the same. You may lose track of time. She'll be just as pent up. Her cum will work its way inside you when you swallow, and you will quiver for her. You will need it. You'll throb and pulse and arch your back and enjoy yourself. And love the feeling if you return. Her seed flowing down your throat. That warmth radiating in your stomach. You'll need it again, and you know where to find it if you do. And even without any words, you will kneel. You will serve. She will come. And your enjoyment of her cock can only grow.